Here's the thing. I tried to be subtle, to tease you, to see how far I could push you, but you just would never break. You're the perfect husband and the perfect boss. Always so appropriate. I don't want you to be appropriate, though. I want you to let that dirty, dark side of you out. And I really am sorry that I had to go to such lengths to get you to do it. But I couldn't get your attention or make you stay put long enough for me to tease you relentlessly. So I had to tie your hands back behind this chair, keep you as my prisoner of sorts. Although, I'm not going to make you do anything you don't want to. Believe me, by the time I'm done with you, you're going to be begging to fuck me. Oh, look at you shaking your head, looking worried, looking at the time, wondering if your wife will notice that you're late for dinner. She might. You're just going to have to come up with a good excuse for her. I imagine that you'll have to come up with lots of excuses in future as to why you're working late. Because once you get a taste of my pussy, you're not going to be able to stop fucking me. Which is the reason why you've avoided me for so long. You know that's true. You know, once you get your hands on my tight, young, built body, no other woman is gonna do. You're gonna be mine. You're gonna be a slave to your cock and its desire for me. I've seen you sneaking glances at my tits and my ass, especially in those low-cut outfits I wear and short, inappropriate skirts I wear. I remember the blush in your cheeks when you and HR sat me down for that conversation, telling me that my outfits were too revealing. I know your cock was hard under that desk. I know if you could have your way, you'd wish that my skirts were shorter. That I wouldn't wear any panties to work. That I'd bend over constantly so you could see the slit of my tempting pussy. And I think I did hear you whimper when the HR lady told me that I had to start wearing a bra to work. You hated that part, even though you nodded, politely agreeing with her. I know inside you were screaming, fuck no, don't make her cover those perfect titties up with a bra. Lucky for you, you're gonna get to see them in the flesh right now. Oh, those little feeble protests. You really think I'm gonna take them seriously when you're salivating to see my big breasts? It's what you've always wanted. Shutting your eyes isn't going to make any difference. They're out now. They're so perfect. I'm going to walk right up to you like this and put my titties right in front of your face. You're really going to keep your eyes closed and miss out on this view? Are you really sure you want to rely on your imagination forever? I know you imagine them when you jack off. How about if I promise not to take off another piece of clothing? Just reveal my big breasts to you and eventually I'll let you go. No worse for wear. Well, Not unless you start begging me to show off my pussy and my ass. Begging me to fuck you. What do you say? That seems like a fair deal. Puts you back in control a little. You do like that. Being in control. I think about that sometimes. What you must be like in bed. Do you still like to be in control? Would you pound me relentlessly? Grope me and choke me and pull my hair and demand the nastiest things from me? Or are you tired of being in control of everything in your life? Would you rather I was in control? I was the one pounding on your cock, the one biting you and clawing at you and choking you and pulling your hair and riding you hard, whispering the nastiest things in your ear, things no other woman has ever said to you while she's riding your cock. Oh, that's it. Look at these tits. Those eyes grew wide once you opened them. They're even better than you imagined, aren't they? It's okay to admit it. We have our little bargain. I'm not going to force you to do anything you don't want to do. Well, for starters, I should probably move these titties away from your face, huh? Oh, I heard that little whimper. You think I don't notice these things, but I notice everything about you. Especially your cock. I can see how hard it is right now. When I run my finger gently over your slacks and feel the ridge of your head pushing against your pants. You're so hard. No. I didn't say I wouldn't touch you. I said I wouldn't fuck you with my pussy. There's lots of other things I could do to tempt you to want to fuck me. Although it's a given that you want to fuck me, you just don't want to admit it. I need you to admit it. I need you to need me because, oh, I need you so bad. You know that a woman like me can have any cock she wants. You see how many men hit on me at work. And here I am, tying you to a fucking chair just to get you and your cock to spend some time with me. Do you know how that hurts me? Makes me so sad to think you don't want me. Really? You think I'm sexy? Do you think I'm fuckable? Say it. Tell me you want to fuck me. Oh, I almost had you there, didn't I? Oh, you can't blame a little slut for trying. I wasn't lying, though. It does hurt my feelings a little that you don't show me how much you like my body. You don't tell me that it's making you crazy not to fuck me. I know it is, though. You don't have to say everything in words. Your cock's doing that just fine for you right now by showing me how hard it is. I think it's best that maybe I unzip you. It must be uncomfortable having that hard cock confined in those pants of yours. Oh, You don't want me to take it out? Are you sure? Fine. I told you. I'm not going to force you to do anything you don't want to do. However will I fill the time then? Maybe I should slide my skirt up a little. What's that? I don't go back on my word. I said I wouldn't take off another piece of clothing. I'm not going to take it off. I'm just going to slide it all the way up. What do you think? Do you like these red lace panties? You know, I wore them just for you today. I knew I'd be showing off my pussy for you. I think I can show it off a little better if I were to sit right here on the edge of your desk. Spread my legs wide. That's not wide enough, is it? I like having my legs spread as wide as I can. Maybe if I scooch back a little more and put my heels up on your desk, too. Oh, that really spreads me open, doesn't it? You know, I come in here sometimes when you leave for the night. I sit in that very chair, spread my legs over the armrests, and finger my pussy until I come with the smell of you lingering in your office, thinking about you, fucking me, thinking about how good your cock would feel inside my hole. I'm sorry. Is me rubbing my fingers up and down over my lace panties distracting you? This is what I do in your office. I wonder sometimes if you could smell my pussy in here the next morning. I wonder, too, if you've ever checked off in your office late at night, thinking about your dirty little employee bending over your desk with those short skirts she wears. You have, haven't you? Not gonna admit it. Oh, you will. You'll admit everything to me. Now, these panties are getting so wet. I usually don't get to do this with an audience, but it's gonna be so much more fun having you here with me. I think I need to slide them off. What's the matter? You don't want me to? Because I won't, but that just means that my poor pussy's just gonna be aching. Oh, you don't know what it's like to want a man like you so badly. Knowing that I can never have you, that your cock belongs to another, even though I know she'd never appreciate it as much as I would. She can never fuck you as good or as much as I would. Oh, it makes my pussy so sad. All I really want to do is come, thinking about you. Technically, it's your fault that I'm so needy and horny. Because you're just so fucking sexy. It's so hot. You don't even realize it, except dumb bitch that you're married to doesn't tell you that enough. I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't call her that, but I don't know what else to call her. If I was married to you, I don't even know how you'd have the energy to come into work. I'd fuck you until you were exhausted, drain you of your cum every chance I got. Oh, are you whimpering again? It's okay to admit it. Not like I'm gonna tell your wife that you're sitting here with a hard cock, leaking pre-cum, for the dirty slut that works for you, showing off her pussy. I almost forgot. You wanted me to take my panties off, didn't you? That is the right answer. Finally. Thank you. It's gonna feel so much better without them. Oh, I like feeling the cool air from your office on my slick pussy lips. It's a feeling I felt often, fingering this tight hole in here. Do you like this? Watching my middle finger slide down over my clit and just rub it a little. A tiny sensitive clit of mine. Oh, this makes me get even wetter. I do this in your office. Tease my clit until I can't take it anymore. Then I slide my finger down lower and think about you standing right here between my legs, leaning over me, smelling you, hearing your voice in my ears, telling me that you're gonna fuck me as I slide my finger inside. Oh. Sorry, I get so turned on. It's making it so much worse with you right here. Do you see how wet I am? Maybe I need to slide my other finger down and spread my pussy lips open like this. See how wet that is? It might be hard for you to see it from a few feet away. If you want, you could scooch the chair closer. Yeah, just a little. Not for any other reason other than to prove that I'm not lying. My pussy really is so wet for you. Don't you want to see what thinking about your cock does to me? That's it. Roll the chair closer. Closer than that. Nice and close, right between my legs. You can smell me, can't you? Wanna lean your head down a little? Smell my pussy? Oh, that's a scent that's gonna be hard to forget. Oh, it's just a shame. With your hands tied behind your chair like that, you can't even lean forward enough to lick my pussy. If you want it to taste, that is. I've been told by many men I have the sweetest tasting pussy. And it's addictive. That's what you're really worried about, isn't it? You're gonna get addicted to me. You're so close to being already addicted to me. Maybe I'm being unfair. I probably shouldn't tease you like this. I should probably hop down off of your desk. Maybe lean on it, over it, contemplate what I'm gonna do with you while my ass is up in the air, so close to you. Do you like this view? Me bent over your desk, my big tits pressed against the wood, my legs parted, my perfect ass in the air, that tight, wet slit just tempting you. Look at those firm ass cheeks of mine. So much to hold on to. So much to cushion those thrusts of your hard cock if you were pounding deep inside me. You knew that already, too. I bet you thought of that, looking at my ass in those short skirts. It's okay to admit these things. It's just you and me here. I like it when you tell me dirty things. Makes me wonder how dirty you really are. I know that wife of yours is a prude, through and through. Some wives can act prudish in front of other women, but they could be wildcats in bed with their husbands. Not her, though. She's not wild in bed, is she? Oh, you don't have to acknowledge that answer. That little involuntary shake of your head is all I needed to know that I'm right. So, that's why I wonder if you've ever fucked anyone in another hole, like this one. Oh, I like the way you gasp when I reach back and spread my ass cheeks open and show off this tight little hole of mine. Have you ever fucked your wife in her ass? Have you ever wanted to? Is that not your thing? It is your thing. That wet spot of pre-cum on your thigh just keeps getting bigger and bigger when I talk about you putting your cock right here. I like rubbing my finger on that wrinkly flesh of my tight little hole. Feels extra naughty. Just thinking about you. Trying to push big head of your cock into this tight little hole. Then it's gonna be a struggle. It's gonna stretch. I'm gonna moan. If I was in this position, I'd have to reach over like this and grip the other side of your desk. Hold on tight as you try to push, push, and push past this tight ring. Get your cock inside this hole. But I'd want that. that. I fingered my ass too, thinking about that. It's never enough. My fingers are so tiny. They'd never stretch me out like a big hard cock would. Never get as deep. You know what I really want? What I think would be the ultimate from you? To have your cock coming in my ass. To feel hot spurts of that warm, thick cum deep up my little forbidden hole. Don't you want that? Oh, you are so uncomfortable. Please let me take your cock out. Must be aching. Oh, finally. Here, I'll just get down on my knees and unzip you and tug your pants down. Oh my fucking god. Look at that cock. I'm sorry, I'm speechless. I knew you'd have a sexy cock, but oh my god, it's fucking perfect. Oh, I want it so bad, I can't even tell you how badly I want it. I'm trembling. Do you see my hands trembling? All I want to do is touch it. Please. Please, can I touch it? Oh, I just want to be so gentle with it. Oh. How does that feel? Tip of my fingers, oh, rubbing all of that pre-cum around the smooth head of your cock. Oh my god, oh, it's so sticky. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm teasing you, aren't I? I've kind of been teasing you all night. I can't help it. I like being a tease for your cock. Your cock tease. I really do want to tease you. Till you finally give in. Let your cock have what it needs. What it wants. What it deserves. Me. Oh, I just want to take a little lick of the tip, okay? Just a little lick. Oh, look at that sticky pre-cum on the tip of my tongue. Just stretched out from the tip of your dick, clinging to the tip of my tongue. Oh, I like that. I like swirling tip of my tongue against your head. Oh, this should be more than enough, don't you think? Just the head, nothing else. Flicking that slit. Kissing it. French kissing it with my tongue. You don't know how badly I want all of you in my mouth. How hungry I am to suck your cock. How desperately I want to make you Have you thought about me sucking your cock? I can't do it. No matter how much I want to. Till you tell me to suck your cock. What's it gonna be? You really only have two choices. You can beg me. Because it's getting so difficult to resist me. Well, especially with my tongue on the tip like this. You could say, please suck my cock. Or you could demand it. You could look down at me and try and buck your hips up. Tell me to suck your fucking cock now. Stop being a cock tease. Just suck it. What's it gonna be? Those are the only choices you have. Oh, God. I kind of expected that to happen. For you to come soon as I started sucking your cock. I'm not disappointed. Can't you see the smile on my face? First of all, I've been wanting to taste you forever. Second of all, oh, your cum is so good. I want more already. Third of all, I think you realize just how good you have it. With a sexy cock tease like me just craving you so much. You do want to fuck me, don't you? You don't care about anything other than fucking me. I'll untie you now, okay? I know that this is a bit much for you to take. So I'm gonna let you have the night to sleep on it. Think about how good just my mouth felt on your cock. How much better all my other holes are gonna feel on your cock. And if your wife wants to fuck tonight when you get home, I want you to think of me while you're inside her. And if she doesn't, which she probably won't, because she's not a fucking cum-hungry slut for your cock like I am, then when you wake up and your cock is hard, I want you to think about me when you're stroking it. I want you to know that if you wanted me there, bouncing on you, fucking you, I would be. And I'd probably be on your cock before you even woke up and knew it was hard. Or even better than that. I don't want you to stroke that morning wood at all. I want you to come into the office nice and early. I promise I'll be here first thing. I want you to bring that hard cock and fuck me with it right over your desk. Okay. And if you change your mind and you come into work tomorrow, try to pretend like nothing happened. Like I didn't just blow your mind while you were blowing your load in my mouth. I can handle that too. But just know this. I'm not giving up until I own. Until you can't breathe without being able to fuck me. Did I mention I love how you whimper? I'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully. Bright and early.